That's brilliant. Now I'm going to read just a little bit of God's word to you, and then we're going to show you some photographs and a little bit of music that goes with the photographs on the screen here. You're going to see somebody you know. And before going any further, I'd like to give thanks to David Fraser for setting this up for me. His technological skills are far, far more advanced than mine. In fact, mine are totally bereft. I have no technological skills whatsoever. Thanks to David for setting this up. I thought as we come to look at this, it'll be good for the children to see what we put up, but it'll also be good for the adults. And if you're wondering how long it's going to take, it's actually timed, and it takes 1 minute 45 seconds. So don't be panicking and think this is up for 10 minutes. 1 minute 45 seconds is all it's going to take, boys and girls. So I want you to look at the screen. Before you do that, I'm going to read a verse to you. And this is what it says. It's from the book of Nehemiah. Now, Nehemiah was a man who went from Babylon to Jerusalem because Jerusalem was burned and the walls had fallen down and the people were awful sad and they were distressed, and Nehemiah went to help them. And this is what it says in Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 12. Then I arose in the night, I and a few men with me. I told no one what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. So God put something in Nehemiah's heart and he told him, I want you to go to Jerusalem. And I want you to do something for me. And we're going to watch somebody who has gone to another part of the world to do something for God. So I want you to listen very carefully and watch. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions when we're finished, okay? I want to see as well, can I? Get in beside you. Okay.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. Changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Then another man stood before you and said, remember the time a missionary came to your church. Pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord.
Okay, can anyone tell me who that was on the screen? Any boy or girl know who that was? Yep, that was Caroline Gilmore. Can anyone tell me where she is? Yep, she's in South Africa. Brilliant, you're very well informed. Can anyone tell me the address? Can anyone tell me your address? What's the name of your street where you live? Anyone know? What's the name of your street? Bog Road Maze. Anybody else? Tell me where you live. Bramblewood. Well, can anyone tell me the name of the place that Caroline's in? No? Well, I'll tell you two names. Funny names, names that you wouldn't hear here. One is called Joe Slovo. And the other one is called Lily of the Valley. Now, Joe Slovo, as you will see, the boys and girls there don't have very much. They live in tin huts. They live in wooden huts. And like in Jerusalem, when Nehemiah went there, a lot of them were burnt just recently. You know how many huts were burnt down? 1,000 huts where people lived were burned down. And these people don't have anything. Another place she went to was called the Lily of the Valley. And the boys and girls have even less there. They have no mums and dads. And they're very sick. And Caroline in the morning gets a tap on her wee door at 6 o'clock in the morning asking her to come and play. And then she has to take the boys and girls to school. And when they come home, she plays football with them. She bakes with them, and she reads God's word to them, and she prays with them. But as I was listening and listening to some of her letters and reading some of the letters and listening to her on the phone, you know what I thought of when I read that? She left home here to go away to South Africa to help the boys and girls and to tell them about Jesus. And you know what? Like Nehemiah, God put it in her heart. And I want to say three very quick things to you this morning, boys and girls. Number one, I want you to know that God is close to your heart. You know that? He's so close that he can put something in your heart. And your heart's very important. Your heart and your life should be given to the Lord Jesus Christ. When Caroline was a little girl, she gave her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want you to remember, first of all, your heart's important. God is close to your heart. Secondly, I want you to remember, as you grow up, what are you going to do? Some of you might be builders. Some of you might be nurses. Some of you might be policemen. But you know, one day, God might say, I want you to use your gifts and your life for me. And I want you to go, and I want you to tell others about me, and I want you to help them. Is that important? To remember, when you see the pictures of the little boys and girls who don't have anything, to ask the Lord, God, what do you want to do with my life? What do you want to do with my heart? Firstly, he wants you to give it to him. And secondly, he wants you to say, what do you want me to do with my life? Well, one day I go and tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ and help them. And thirdly, and this is the last thing I want you to do for me, I want you tonight, when you say your prayers, to pray for Caroline. I want you to pray for the boys and girls who she is trying to help. Boys and girls with no mums and dads. Boys and girls with no toys. Boys and girls with no homes. And I want you to pray for her. And I want you to pray for them. Okay? And remember the story there, as we heard in the song, that the missionary says, the little boy says, I'm glad you came. I'm sure they're glad Caroline has come. So let's pray for her. We're going to sing a song which tells us about that we're glad for someone else who came. And it's the Lord Jesus. He didn't come from Babylon, but he came from heaven to the earth for you and me. And I'm glad he came. And you should be glad he came, because he came to save you from your sins.